That's right, A-Time. This is Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. Listen, if you do get the second date, they're going to pay your ass $100 on behalf of 1-800-INJURED Bethune Law Firm. Who's on the line this morning?
Yo, this is Reggie, man.
Reggie. Good morning, brother. How can we help you?
Yeah, so I just met this chick, man. We fooled around one time, and, you know, she hit me with some madness the other day, you know, calling, talking about she was pregnant and all. And I'm like, that can't even be possible.
All right, so now, okay, so why is it not possible for her to get pregnant?
Yeah, I mean, it was quick. It was in and out, you know.
Did you use protection, Reggie?
I did.
Okay. All right, so what happened? So she told you she was pregnant, and then what was your response?
It's like, no, it can't be mine. You lying.
Oh, okay. So what's her name?
Cara.
All right, before we go any further, what are you calling us for? I mean, it's Second Date Update. What are you trying to do? You trying to get stay with her, go back out with her? What's the deal? I'm lost.
I need y'all to act like y'all are doctors or something. You know, try to fill her out or something. Make her confess and tell the truth that she's lying about being pregnant.
Maybe we could ask her to come in for a sonogram or something.
Perfect.
We could say you asked for an appointment and we're calling. What's her first and last name?
Cara James.
All right, well, hold on, Reggie. Of course, I'm sure you know about Second Date Update, so you cannot say anything whatsoever until we cue you back in, okay?
Gotcha.
I'm lost.
I'm going to be a nurse. I'm going to tell her that we're calling to bring her in for a sonogram.
Well, how are we just calling her? She didn't reach out to us. How are we calling? On his behalf?
I mean, he could set up a sonogram appointment for her if he gave some, information, either paid by card or paid by insurance.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Can I speak with Cara Jones?
This is she,
Max, who's
speaking.
Hey, this is South Fulton Hospital. I'm calling to make sure you're ready for your sonogram appointment.
I didn't call you guys. Huh?
No, ma'am. We're calling on behalf of your partner, Mr. Reggie.
He called?
He did. He said he wanted to see if he could get you in sometime this week. Are you available?
Not this week. I don't have any transportation, and I'm not really able to use my Uber app because it's just doing some funny stuff. So,
Miss Cara, it's no problem at all. We actually got arranged for you to have transportation as well. He's taking care of everything. Maybe this Wednesday.
Well, the other thing is that I'm sick. I've been, you know, having a whole lot of morning sickness, and I've also gotten this really bad cold.
Okay, well, how about in the next 2 weeks, we can definitely get you in.
What I'll do is I'll call you guys, and I'll set it up so that I don't have to come down there and get everybody sick.
You know, we can't really catch morning sickness. It's sort of something that happens with your hormones, so maybe we can just get you on the schedule, and then we'll call you, see how you're doing, and then see if we can get you on in here. How about that?
No, I'll still do it the way I said I was going to do it. I'll just set up the appointment.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you, Cara. It sounds like you're making up a lot of excuses. If you can tell, my voice has changed a little bit. This is actually the Streets Morning Takeover on Streets 94.5. We just want to know, are you actually pregnant, Cara?
Excuse me? Who did you say you were?
And this is actually the Streets Morning Takeover on Streets 94.5. We're really calling on behalf of Reggie just to find out if you are actually pregnant.
What? Of course I'm actually pregnant.
Usually if a woman is pregnant, you might want to get that sonogram. No one's here to judge. You know, we really are just trying to get down to the actual truth. So maybe you can just take some time, you know, think to yourself and just be honest with us. What really happened?
When I met Reggie, you know, he nice guy, you know, very good looking, and, you know, I was very attracted to him, and, you know, and things got physical rather quickly, and he quit calling me, and so the pregnancy situation came up because I was trying to reach him.
Oh,
you
so
know,
basically,
he called me back.
So you just really was trying to make sure, you was trying to see what was going on.
Yeah, are you admitting that you're not actually pregnant right now, or?
No, I made it up.
Okay, well, Cara, we actually got Reggie on the phone. Reggie.
There's your answer.
Yes. I knew it.
I'm sorry.
Why would you do something like that?
Listen, and again.
No,
like
you
said,
listen. A whole baby? You couldn't lie about anything else? You got to lie about a whole baby?
Well, I was calling you and I was texting you and, you know.
It don't matter. It don't matter. You don't lie about being pregnant. You know, oh, my God. You know what kind of lives you almost destroy?
I know, but listen, the only thing I was trying to do was I was trying to get in contact with you. I was trying to reach out to you.
You couldn't send a message, or you couldn't go to Facebook. You couldn't send a smoke signal or pigeons. You got to lie and say you're pregnant?
So, Reggie, it sounds like you're sort of disappointed. Did you want the child?
No.
I didn't want no child. So what is
it
going to be? She hurt you. She lied to you to get your attention. Men do this too often. You smash and grab and go. Then you leave the woman all open and vulnerable, thinking it's a possibility that has a future, and then it's nothing. So she figured out the best way to get your attention was to say she's pregnant. It got your attention enough that you called us. She on the phone admitting that she's not pregnant. What's it going to be?
I can't trust her.
Well, you went ghost on her. She did what she had to do.
It sounded like you wasn't messing with her before this situation.
Like she said, when you spend a lot of time together, I didn't know she had caught feelings.
That's not the way I took it, though. Like, I didn't take it as an in-and-out thing.
Well,
and
I'm sorry.
You know, I like you.
I think that's the car. He was in and he was out. That's all it is. I hate to say it like that. And apparently he's not trying to hear it. A-Town, they're not going to get this money from 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. Y'all can call us up. Let's talk about this situation right here, man. Second date update, 443-520-945. Keep it where you got it. We're number one in the streets at Streets 94.5.